This is Ozarks at Large. Later on this edition of the program, we'll take in some high-tech entertainment and spend some time with songs more than a century old. Ahead, one of the originators of the Blue Man Group explains how the idea for the performance ensemble developed, and he'll talk about how long it takes to apply the makeup. Plus, Paul McGowan of Shout Lulu comes to our studio to play some old-time music on his banjo. First, this is a Friday that signals for many people a three-day weekend away from work. Last night in Fayetteville, the square was devoted to people who spend time working for no pay.
Thank you all for coming this evening to celebrate our volunteers.
The volunteer appreciation last night included a proclamation from Mayor Lionel Jordan and a scene plucked straight from a Norman Rockwell painting. Free ice cream for anybody, a keg of caffeine-free root beer, and dozens of people walking their dogs around the city square. Coinciding with the city's monthly First Thursday celebration, the volunteer recognition saluted more than 21,000 volunteers who donated more than 500,000 hours to the city in 2009. Fayetteville was named a Volunteer Community of the Year in Arkansas for that year, and the city's volunteer coordinator, Julie McQuaid, was named the state's Volunteer Coordinator of the Year. She was there last night, of course, helping organizations and potential volunteers connect.
The citywide volunteer program is actually new. We've had a very strong volunteer program at both our animal shelter and our parks department. But my position is to expand it to as many of the city departments as possible and to make the connections between the groups that really rely on volunteers in the community.
Volunteers log hours helping at the city's animal shelter, helping clean up parks, coaching in youth sports leagues, delivering meals. And next month, Julie McQuaid says, helping with a citywide canned food drive.
On October 16th, and so I will be recruiting as many volunteers as possible for that, because they're going to be going door to door and picking up any donations.
Those 500,000-plus volunteer hours last year came in all kinds of ways. Last night, Fred Cusinelli was surprised when he was recognized for his volunteer work by the mayor.
Well, you've probably seen Fred Cusinelli taking a lot of pictures. He's taken over several thousand pictures in this city, and Fred is instrumental in recording this historic moments in this city. So, Fred, I would like to...
Fred says he wanted to volunteer after retiring, and the city simply asked what he could do.
They asked if I had any interest, and I mostly took pictures of flowers as a hobby. So they saw me with a camera one day, and that's all it took. And they asked me, and I said, sure. So I'm actually working more now than I was when I was working. So it's been a lot of fun, though. It really is. You don't know how much fun it is until you volunteer.
Julie McQuaid says the pictures Fred Cusinelli has taken with his digital Nikon camera have ended up in publicity materials, economic development materials, and on the city's website. And she says other volunteers echo what Fred says about the value of volunteering.
I've had volunteers tell me that being able to do that and to make that contribution has just about saved their lives. I mean, they feel like they have a whole new outlook on the future. They feel like they make a difference rather than a lot of times, you know, people may not get that out of their jobs, or they may be retired, or they may not be able to have some other outlet for that. So volunteering definitely, I think it keeps people going. I'm not sure if you would say spiritually. It just keeps their energy, their internal energy going.
And last night, Fred Cusinelli, in between capturing images of the latest First Thursday, said becoming so involved with the town he moved to from his native New York has made him rethink where home is.
I went back for a reunion of my old friends back last year in July, and I found myself coming. I called Delta, and I said, I want to go home, and I just referred to this as home a day early because I saw everything there was to see, and the change was just too much. I wanted to come back here.
This is Ozarks at Large.